Hi, did you know that grapefruit and medicine do not mix well? It can make the drugs absolutely useless or worse, poisonous. I had firsthand experience of this. So it's insane how back in my youth I would have a hangover. And sometimes when you have a hangover, you just grab whatever it's there to drink, to take your pain pills because you're just trying to get rid of it. So I had a killer hangover one time and I grabbed whatever I saw, which was grapefruit. And I was just like, fuck it, I'm thirsty. And I chugged it. I chugged my pain pills, whatever I took that time. And God, I instantly puked everywhere. Like my body instantly rejected it. It was so immediate how fast it got everything out of my system. It's horrible. Do not mix any kind of medicine with grapefruit because it could either kill you or it can make you very, very sick. So welcome to an episode of Nevermind Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. So this first band, they're called Scarborough, and they're a New York City punk trio. I've had them on the show before. So they have an album called Hate Season, which you can pre-order on Bandcamp. And they sent me this song, and I love that some of the lyrics are in Spanish. Y yo soy puertorriqueña también, para que todo mundo sepa. You gotta love it. You gotta love that you gotta represent. So I love this band's lyrics. Like, this band writes the best lyric. A lot of times, I always like to look at lyrics from bands just to see, because it's hard to write lyrics, and it's hard to write lyrics that matter, that make sense. You know, a lot of people tend to write about the same topics, but it's awesome when you can write in a way that is unique, and it's definitely your own style. So I took this lyric from the song. So basically, suena la alarma, es tiempo de despertar, que ya viene en la marcha a robar nuestra libertad. So it's basically, wake up, bitches, because right now the march is coming and it's going to take away our liberty, our freedom. It's crazy. And it's kind of true because of everything that's happening. That line, and I love that they put it in Spanish so that, because a lot of times when you write stuff in a different language, it just hits more. It sends the fucking message out there, because los latinos estamos en todos lados. So si no le gusta, pues vete para el carajo. A mí no me gusta nada, ni un racimo, nada de esta porquería está pasando. So eso para que tú lo sepas, me encanta esta canción, este band también, ellos hacen buena música, y cómpralo en Bandcamp. So this band is called Scarborough, and the song is called Sin Futuro. So that was Scarborough with Steam Futuro, and this next act, I've had him on the show before, X-Ray Xerox from Los Angeles, California, and they're a lo-fi punk band, and I love this song. They sent me the song Art Rock, and I love the sarcasm and the lyrics and the driving guitar. Man, this episode is fucking cool already. I am fucking thrilled, and I love X-Ray Xerox because everything they do is so fucking cool. Like, everything. Like, their videos, like, the music. Man, I'm like, damn, I wish I could be that cool. But, you know, I can just, like, spread the love of their music and what they do and just the lyrics. Like, I was just like, you know, it's a fucking hit. This shit is a fucking bop, you know? Like, this song is a fucking bop. So definitely check it out. And check out their Bandcamp as well, because they released a song called Art Rock. So this is X-Ray Xerox with Art Rock. So that was X-Ray Xerox with Art Rock. And this next band, I received this song from Knuckles on Stun. They're a band called Raya, and they're from España. And the song is called Ya No Esta. So the song is in Español. Another song that, you know, has some Spanish lyrics. But they're a synth-forward punk band. And yo, when I got this song, I was like, I gotta play this song. This song is so good. The fucking hook. I fucking love when people throw synth in a band. I love it. I like fucking around with that kind of stuff, because some of the songs that I have are kind of synth forward too. So it kind of is fun when you throw a synth. So when I heard this band, I'm like, oh my God, I really like them. And so they're a lo-fi, fuzzed out, synth forward punk band. Thank you to Knuckles on Stun for sending this band to me, because now I'm like, I'm fucking obsessed. So the song is called Ya No Esta by Raya. And also, they released the tape, a full length tape, so through Knuckles on Stun, so buy that shit right the fuck now, okay? So after you listen to this episode, go online and buy that shit right now. So it's Ya No Esta by Raya.
Controlar.
So that was Ya No Esta by Raya. And this next band, the music was given to me by Spaghetti Town Records. They're called The Strip. They're from Australia, and they're a four-piece, high-energy rock and roll band. And holy shit, I got a hold of a song called Gotta Go. And I got to tell you, this was fucking awesome. It was loud, brash, and in your fucking face. And the vocals are fucking nasty. I was like, yes! I was fucking through the roof when I was listening to the song. It's so catchy. It's so good. It's just fucking rock and roll. It's everything you want. It's everything. So definitely check it out. And this is another banger by Spaghetti Town Records. I am just like, wow, I'm blown away. So this song is called Gotta Go by The Strip. So that was Gotta Go by The Strip, and we're at the last song of the episode. I talked to you guys for a hot minute, and then I come back next week again and do it all over again, and then I miss you guys, and then I do it the next week. And it always gets to this point. You know, I hate ending the episode, but it's got to be done. But I would like to say thank you guys to the bands and the labels that have given me these awesome songs and have trusted me to play it for you guys. Because, you know, I take this shit seriously. I don't go around, like, making bootlegs of people's songs like some people think I do. Like, I really do take care of these songs because I want to just release it to, you know, just to promote you guys and just to spread the word about your band, your music, your label. And I'm super thankful for everybody that has, you know, trusted me with their music and their art. And I definitely am so happy with the music I've been getting lately. It's just been fucking banger after fucking banger. Yeah, I'm not Sheamus from WWE, but still, that shit was fucking bangers. It was so fucking good. And the music has been phenomenal. So thank you guys for all of your hard work. And I love spreading you guys' music and the word about you guys, because the underground scene is fucking tough as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, all these, like, mainstream people, like, all these mainstream artists that has, like, a shit ton of, like, bullshit bots listening to their fucking songs and not give a shit about them. Like, all their played listens and all that shit. No. My fucking listen is for real. Like, I'm going out there and I'm checking out your Bandcamp. I am listening to your shit. May not have a ton of money to buy your shit, but I will listen to your fucking music because it's important to me. And just like anybody, if you know a band or anybody that fits the vibe of the show, send me their music. izzysmut@gmail.com. I will play it because I definitely love listening to new music. You know, I'm not like one of those people that, you know, as soon as you send a song, I write an instant remark saying, yeah, cool. I will fucking listen to it, you know, and I will listen. I will look at your lyrics if you got them up, you know. I will fucking go and look and check out your music video if you have one. I am that girl. I will do that. So thank you guys again. This is the last band of the episode, Cause of Affliction, and they're catchy as fuck. So this song is called Beer for Dinner. So they're a band from Hawaii, and it's so funny because I've been sober for almost 3 years, and then suddenly I found myself singing Beer for Dinner, and I'm like, holy shit, people are gonna think I'm back on the fucking sauce again, like fuck. But it's such a good song. It's catchy as fuck. This band is always, you know, breaking out with some bangers out here. And thank you guys again, all the listeners, all of you guys doing your thing, playing, recording, just keep doing it. You know, I love hearing what you guys got. So thank you guys so fucking much. You guys rule. This is Cause of Affliction with Beer for Dinner and Brought Out.